right. We are live on Facebook. It's Friday. Hello, friends. We're so excited to have you here today for this week's episode of Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, where today you are going to learn about this incredibly important topic, long-term care and legacy planning. Not something we want to think about, but something that we must. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, producer of Rita Show on the Incandescent Radio Network at incandescent.tv. And I know you're going to appreciate learning from today's guest, First Atlantic Brokerage VP, Barclay Sisk. Barclay is in North Carolina. Rita is in Maryland. I'm in Santa Fe. And we are just thrilled to be here with you today. So take it away, Miss Rita.
Well, thank you so much, Hope. This topic is so important to me. Today is a special day. I say that every time, but really, truly, today is February 25th, 2022. This is actually the 7th anniversary of my dad's passing. And this topic of long-term care is very important because my daddy died from complications from Parkinson's disease. And I could think of no better guest than Barclay, because Barclay is going to share his passion for helping advisors and clients address long-term care. And preparing for our time today, Barclay's like, 15 minutes, Margarita. I could talk for 15 days straight about this. I was like, I know you can. And I promise you'll come back and we'll deliver an amazing CE program for advisors. Without further ado, Barclay, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Share with us your passion for helping advisors address long-term care.
Well, let me get to my how I got in the business. 30 years ago, I decided to take this journey into the financial services industry. And what brought me into it is I did an audit at a nursing home when I was in college, and all the bills were getting messed up and the nursing home was going under because they weren't getting their payments for Medicaid on time. And I was like, there's got to be a better way. And then about 2 years later, I decided to get into the financial services industry. And my father comes back from one of his retirement meetings and he goes, Barclay, you need to get in on this long-term care thing. I think it's going to be a wave of the future. And the rest is history. I've been doing it ever since.
Well, thank you for that. Wow. So auditing a nursing home. So what is long-term care? I know it's a silly question, but let's just start there.
Long-term care is the services that are needed and support that's needed when a person has personal health needs beyond what they can do for themselves. And it's for an extended period of time. Usually in our world, they say that you're going to need care for more than 90 days. Most long-term care is unskilled. It's coming from family members, neighbors, friends. And this is assistance with your activities of daily living, which is bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring from bed to chair, caring for your incontinence, and eating. However, I want to mention something when it comes to this. A lot of times when we talk about long-term care planning, we're thinking about the home health care when you need care with these two activities of daily living. But there is a lot of caregiving that goes on before you even get there. Like, for example, somebody that has dementia, they may not need help bathing or dressing or eating, but there's a lot of caregiving that goes on that's not seen. So we have to be very careful with that, because I always say we need to take care of the caregiver. So when we're doing long-term care planning, we need to accept that there is some short-term care needs out here that may not be covered or qualify as a long-term care need.
Absolutely. And you and I mentioned, we discussed that many times it is women who are really the heroes providing unpaid care. So can you talk about the different levels of care and how people pay for care?
Okay. Think about it as when it comes down to usually when somebody needs long-term care, they go into a hospital, they spend 3 days, they come back out, and the first place they take them is a skilled nursing facility. And a lot of times these are rehabilitation centers, which everybody's kind of used to after hip surgery, knee surgery, and that's your skilled care. Then you have intermediate care, which is not around the clock RNs, but you have an RN on staff. But most of the care out here is custodial, which is just verbal or hands-on assistance with your activities of daily living.
And then how do people typically pay for this care? That's the big question, right?
Okay. With skilled care, Medicare pays for about the first 100 days of care. However, one thing that people don't realize, yes, it does pay for that first 100 days, but the average payout from Medicare is about 28 days. Their job, when you're in a facility that is doing skilled care, their job is to get you back to custodial, either to move you back home, to move you to an assisted living facility, or to move you to another skilled facility. And that's paid by Medicare. The other option that people hear all the time is Medicaid. But as we all know, Medicaid is income tested and asset tested. So you have to deplete assets before you have your services paid by them. In those situations, family members have probably taken the brunt of the caregiving, and then they get to a point where they just can't do it anymore and they've run out of money. So your other option is personal savings.
And I am a CFP pro. And one of the things I share with individuals and families that I plan with, but particularly couples, is that perhaps you may be able to sustain one long-term care event. But if you deplete assets quickly, as we learned in other webinars, you are working with a lower base and you're also going to have reduced pension social security. So it can be very problematic for the surviving spouse or partner. What can individuals and advisors guiding these individuals do to help address this gap?
One of the things we didn't do in this industry many years ago is we should have looked at a client's portfolio and created a care fund. And what this care fund is a chunk of assets that you say, this is earmarked for my care. Now, to expand that and make it worth more, you have about four options. You have long-term care insurance. You have life insurance with or without a long-term care rider. You have asset-based long-term care, and then annuities with long-term care riders. Here's the difference in all of them. The long-term care insurance is a premium that you pay each year to hold on to a book of benefits that you have available to yourself. And if you need to go on claim, then you start using that money. The life insurance options out here, there's two ways of doing it. You could put a long-term care rider on it so you can actually dip into your death benefit. However, we use the life insurance to pay back the children for taking care of mom and dad. So it's a great way to say, if you have a daughter or son that's going to be providing care, you may use the life insurance as part of their payment. Asset-based is long-term care is taking a chunk of assets, removing it from your portfolio and actually giving it to an insurance company. There's more guarantees on benefits and premiums. However, it is a larger chunk of assets. And as I mentioned earlier, sometimes we have a lot of short-term and caregiving things that we need to take care of. But if we take all of our money and put it into our long-term care plan, we may not have those assets available for those short-term needs. Annuities with long-term care riders, a lot of advisors are using variable annuities to create income streams. Those have a rider on them that allows that money to be multiplied a little bit more to give them more push for long-term care expenses. However, the biggest thing to think about when it comes to any kind of long-term care planning, if you want home health care, it's probably going to be a combination of one or two of these products to make it work. It's going to be your assets, the income coming off of them, a long-term care insurance policy, and maybe even a life insurance policy with a long-term care rider, especially in high cost of care areas in this country. It's so expensive. Like in the DC market, it's $13,000 a month for care. And if you want home health care, it's about 150 to 200% of that.
I know, it's unbelievable. My mom told me, she shared a story with one of her friends. Her friend's husband's care costs between $16,000 and $24,000 a month because he had complications from diabetes. I understand that's an extreme example, but this is why I am so passionate about talking about this topic to create awareness.
And with that in mind, that's one of the reasons why we really have to pay closer attention to this. COVID brought out something 20 years ahead of its time. We have a supply and demand problem. The nursing homes, we don't have enough of them right now. A lot of them have shut down because they don't have the staff. In the future, our lower population, our poorer population is going to fill up most of your nursing homes because Medicaid is, that's the only place that Medicaid will pay. So you're in a situation where if you want home health care, you're going to have a blend of both professional and family members to make this work.
Exactly. COVID has accelerated this. So what are some things for people to consider when it comes to planning for long-term care? I know there's a lot, but what are some considerations?
First, talk to your advisor about your desires when it comes to possible need of care and make sure that you explain how, what, when, and where you want care. It's not their plan, it's your plan. Talk to your advisor all the time about current health concerns. Diabetes, depression, pain. Long-term, what is that going to have effect on your body? At 55, you may feel fine, but at age 85, you may not be able to pick your spouse up off the, you know, off the sofa because your body's frail. So we have to kind of get back here to our 50-year-old and tell our 80-year-old you, hey, this is not going to work. Very importantly, in higher cost of care areas, you have to have the talk before mom and dad get dementia. Because with one of our carriers, your benefits go from $10,000 a month down to $5,000 as your ability to get benefits because of the history of dementia. So that's a $60,000 difference. Even though you can afford to, you know, purchase the $10,000 a month, you're limited to five. I always tell people, if you're back in your 50s and it's a concern, get something started. And we can actually stack products on top of each other. Like I mentioned before, a lot of folks in the middle class are going to have to use three or four different products plus their income to give themselves the affordability of the care they want or to be able to pay family members to come help them. Like any other planning, it needs to be updated. It could be that you had a daughter that lived close and all of a sudden she gets married and she wants to go live halfway across the country, your care support just went out the door. So you may have to pay somebody to be there to help, you know, be there for support, more professional than you would have family members at that time. And review the plan often. I mean, every couple of years you want to look at it. How does that plan work with my portfolio? And it may be that you inherited some money, so you may want to readjust and say, oh, we did a really skinny long-term care plan many years ago. We decided when mom passed this money along to us, we're going to put that money into an annuity with long-term care benefits because that's the second part of our long-term care plan. So it's all about planning. It's not about set it and forget it. And that's one of the mistakes we made many years ago because we didn't set the commitment up front what's inside the portfolio to pay the premiums, and then to go back and say, hey, we've really done a great job on investing. Our long-term care plan looks great because we've got that money, plus we've got the long-term care plan. We're fine. And that's what you made a mention a while ago about, you know, people that have long-term care plans have had to make adjustments. Some people could probably still pay some of those premiums if we would have shown where that money was coming from. And it was from their care fund.
No, absolutely. So as we wrap up, Barclay, can you share websites and contact information, how people can reach out to you?
I do want to go through two little things before we get there. When it comes to your care needs, write down a letter of instruction. And this goes into your legacy planning. How do you want to pass things out to your kids? You don't want to leave a legacy of the children not talking to each other. Family support, you know, what is it going to be at the time of need? If you use a child to help pay them or have it where they're paid at your demise, when you have don't have an ability to manage your own finances, get somebody else involved because we have a lot of scamming when people have dementia. And lastly, always have your wills, your powers of attorney, and I'll have all that in line. So if you happen to pass out at your house and they take you by ambulance to the hospital, your daughter could be there or your power of attorney could be there to address your needs. And that's something we have a tendency to overlook.
That's really important. Thank you for that. And what I always tell people, some people say, so Margarita, does everyone need long-term care? Everyone doesn't necessarily need long-term care insurance, but everyone needs a plan for how they will handle a long-term care event, which means where do you want to receive the care? Who's going to give it? And this is where Barclay was here today and how you're going to pay for it.
Yes.
And so now your website.
It is www.firstatlanticbrokerage. The easiest place for advisors to find me is on LinkedIn. And I think they would find a connection to you. And I'll put it underneath the ad that we put out for today. And also hashtag Legacy Care Pro on LinkedIn. That's where I've been doing all my articles. I always tag Legacy Care Pro.
Thank you for that, Barclay. And now back to you, Hope.
Thank you so much. It's definitely a topic we don't want to think about, but we must. So Barclay, what I'm going to ask you to do is send us a list so that we can post it on Rita's websites so that we can share all that amazing information that you have, just that checklist that people can use. So we'll get in touch with you. And then everyone check out MargaritaCheng.com, MargaritaCheng.tv. And please come back and join us next Friday when Rita will be interviewing another amazing guest. It will be Kina Pettyjohn of Life Logics, Logics, L-O-G-I-X-S. You need to tell us a little bit about your next guest.
So Kina just emailed me today. She is on her way to a financial wellness conference this weekend, and Kina will be talking to us about financial wellness.
And that's just a topic we can't get enough of. So happy Friday, happy weekend to you. Thank you, Barclay, for being with us from North Carolina. And Rita.
Thank you, Rita.
Yeah, so have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you soon on Margaritas with Margarita Cheng, CFP Pro. Thanks, everybody.